This is a HeadGum Original.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%. Oh my God. 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her.
I'm feeling my bussy. I'm opening my thrussy because I'm here with my piece of man pussy, my number one, my sister from another fister. That's right.
Oh my God.
We share holes like we share goals. She's terrible. She's smart. And she's great to have with you at the gay bar.
Why did you say that like it was an insult? She's smart.
No, I just mean like you're great to have at a gay bar because it's always like, oh yeah, no, I don't want to talk to him. I'm going to talk to Mono. It's like you're great to have there. Okay, let me first of all say you're listening to the only Drag Race podcast in the whole world. First, one, and only. Oh, thank you for listening. We wish anyone else was talking about this. They're not. Keep it going for my bitch, Oscar Montoya.
What's Hi. Up, bitch? What's up?
Oh, thank you for coming back and talking about this season.
She called me the Duff. She straight up was like, you are the Duff, bitch.
I don't even know that reference. That's
oh,
how lame
my God.
I am.
It's a movie. You know what? Never mind.
What is... Talk to
Never
me.
Never mind. No,
me.
You know
Educate
what?
Me.
You know what? Stay ignorant. Stay ignorant.
I like to be like my favorite drag queen, Scarlett Adams, and do what? Stay ignorant. Because if
so
you stay
stupid.
Ignorant, you don't got to get ignorant.
Wow, you're going to feel really stupid when she wins All-Star 6.
Surprise! What? Oh my God. This is a mess. Before we started, we were talking about Oscar and a damn iron lung.
That's going to be my new drag wardrobe. Showing up in an iron lung.
And then taping a dress on top of the iron lung or putting it on a hanger and hanging it on the window. Because don't like iron lungs have like a little face window, you know? It's like,
they can.
Oh, hi. Yeah.
They can if you're willing to splurge, yeah.
And do we put makeup on the glass or yes. do we put it on you? We
no,
can't
no, no,
get
no.
in
you
there.
Can't, you can't touch me. No. No, I'm a toxic waste. You know what I mean? You can't touch me. Uh-huh. So you got to scrawl it on the... On the the glass like it's a mirror on Drag Race.
Will you change your name from Ozma to Respiratorana? Or
I'll change
what?
My name to Help! Exclamation mark.
Oh my God, that we're gonna do all of this. We're gonna.
I'll be Help! Exclamation point in the exclamation point family. Dax is my drag mother.
Oh my God. Well, you know that. I mean, look, being a child in that drag family pays more than being a parent. We've clearly seen. Okay, you know we did boats on Drag Race. You remember they did the boats, they design a boat.
Yes, and she's in
four.
Four, yeah.
They need to do iron lungs.
Girl.
For this week's challenge, you'll be tasked with designing your own iron lung provided by Klein, Epstein, and Parker.
Made to measure.
Oh my God. It's it. Man, damn, that's a good idea. Okay, you bitch. Before we dive into Dionenda. You saw the first episode of Spain, and you were telling me
we
need.
Yes, before we recorded, I was just gushing from the, what's the word?
Bussy? Your bussy. Your bussy, your mussy, your thrussy.
Okay, so.
And the name of the bussy, the mussy, and the thrussy.
Okay, that's the Holy Trinity right there. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just gushing about Drag Race España. And girl, it is so fun. You haven't seen it yet.
I have not. I've kind of been catching little tidbits like via, you know, just the internet and Instagram. Right. I'm looking at those workroom entrances. I am very excited by what
I'm
seeing.
You gotta catch the whole thing, bitch. It's just a great crop of queens. It's like really well-represented drag, well-rounded drag all around. Mm-hmm. You have some like old school drag being represented. You have some art, artsy drag. You have some fashion drag. Then you have some like camp Hannah Montana drag, which surprisingly I was living for. So it's a blast. I don't know if we're going to cover it on Drag Her at all, but in any capacity, you know, the fan. And listen, if you're a Drag Race fan, get on Drag Race España. Get into it. It is very fun.
It looks good. Are you going to say it's better than Down Under? Would you go that far?
100%. Yes, I would go that far.
Shots fired.
I would go that far. One-way plane ticket.
Wow. I mean, the personalities speak to me. Because I've seen some of these talking heads, and these personalities are very fire. They're very exciting.
I mean, honestly, no matter what, and we're going to talk about it a little bit more in this episode, but, you know, this Down Under is a little cursed for me. It's a little tainted.
It is tainted. It's kind of done.
Do you know what I mean? It just leaves a disgusting taste in my mouth.
Yeah.
It's like I just made out with you. It leaves a disgusting taste in my mouth.
Oh my God. Like as if that ever happened. don't fucking spread. That's libel, slander.
That's libel.
Malpractice. I'll fucking sue your ass. I'll fucking sue your ass. Because guess what? They call me Hasbro. Because I don't play games. I create them, okay? And I need you to know that 100%.
You're
okay?
So stupid.
I don't play games. Have you seen Bad Girls Club, by the way? Bad Girls Club is so good.
Segway.
It's all just Bad Girls Club is so good. And the... If you miss the fights on Drag Race, watch Bad Girls Club because there's like 8 fights per episode. It's awesome.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, because I mean, the title says it all. These girls are bad to the bone.
They're bad. They're horrible. There's no rules about punching each other. They're fucking punching each other. They are attacking each other
all the
time. So they
fist fight.
Yes. Yes. And wow, it's
I didn't
not,
know that.
No one goes home. Like, no one goes home. It is.
So what's the objective of the... I mean, it's not an elimination
based
show.
No, it's just real world, but you will get attacked and beat up. It's crazy. Okay.
How is that legal? How in the hell is that legal?
There's a hell of a waiver they sign. There's a hell of a waiver.
Damn.
Okay, bitch. Spain, I'm going to update you. And y'all, if you want us to talk about Spain, tell us. And we'll just like talk about it as we also talk about this because like, I can't, we can't do a separate
we can't do a separate channel. We can't do it. We can't. There's just no bandwidth. We have All Stars coming up. What? Also, that's
isn't it so funny
up.
that you just feel so overwhelmed by the amount of content that's available to us? Like, did we ever imagine we'd be living in this?
No.
Drag Race America.
No, and there's so many shows coming up. There's this like singing drag queen show.
What?
Called Queen of the Universe that WoW's producing. And then there's this other show.
Is it like The Voice, but with drag queens?
I think-ish. Okay. There's weird. This other show called like, what was it called? Like Call Me Mother. Have you seen these promos?
Call Me Mother?
Produced by a whole nother company where Crystal from UK, Peppermint, and another drag queen are like, it's like
that's so shame. I'm sorry. I am so sorry to this third drag queen that Mono rudely forgot.
I just learned her name.
But wow.
I just learned her name.
Damn.
I just learned her name.
Cold. The bitch is cold.
I hate you so much. You know, not everything has to be like someone's name. You know what I mean? It's not like all about a name. Okay. Anyway. It's not all about that.
Crystal, Peppermint, and what's her name? Rhymes with you.
I hate you so much. I'm gonna find her name right now. Barbada.
Maybe, girl, maybe that's a name you don't forget, bitch. That's a name you don't forget.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Unlike Oscar, it's a name you don't forget. What?
Yeah, come correct, bitch. It's true. You don't forget Oscar. Okay.
I said unlike Oscar.
You don't forget. I'm selectively listening to you because you're so hateful. You're so hateful.
What are you saying?
But 2 weeks ago, I ran into Tempest Du Jour on the street just randomly.
No, you didn't.
Yes, we did. Out of drag, obviously.
But did you call her Crab Lady?
Her and I like locked eyes, and it was like the most weird interaction ever. Cause I was like, clearly, like, I know who you are. And I think she wanted me to say something and I didn't. And it was like, the moment was past. I was like, I should say something. But
you
should I was, like,
have
it's
looked
too late.
Her dead in the eyes and said, how old are you?
No! Damn.
Quote your favorite queen and
you know
ask
what,
her.
Mono? You are a bad girl.
Ah!
You belong in Bad Girls Club.
I would love to go in drag. They could not.
She would be
clock
so
me.
Messy.
Could not clock the spook. They didn't know. They didn't know we were drag queens. They thought I was Jada Pinkett Smith up in there. I'm
okay,
gonna go.
Okay, Shangela.
Okay, Shang. Okay. Let's talk about this damn Drag Race Down Under that's so tainted.
I know. What a shame.
This is strange. Yeah. What is it like? It's like, what do I feel like?
You know what it is? It's like if in season 12, you know how we were all saying like, oh, Sherry Pie should have been in the show? So like that's kind of what it is. Like we're living in this world where like Sherry Pie is in the show. And also like not only is in the show, but like looks really good too.
And like,
because spoiler alert, she looks good this episode.
And then
she's edited to look good this episode, I should say.
And it was like produced to be talked about, like, because we've decided what Sherry Pie did.
Yep,
that's inexcusable. But yeah. This was naughty. But we're moving on. We're chugging forward.
It was weird. I mentioned this last week that it's it was so like weird. It just felt like a TV opportunity.
Yeah.
And I think they like sneakily showcased it right when the queens of color left. And it's actually deplorable.
Yeah.
Deplorable.
I wish.
Irresponsible, you know?
Yeah. Irresponsible is a good word. Also.
And it just feels like
misguided.
I don't know. Yeah. But also at the same moment, because I was thinking about this while I was watching, I was like, you know, we're not seeing Scarlett struggle with Rue calling her out, you know, and like learning about stuff. Like we saw a little bit at the very beginning that Scarlett was like, ooh, it seemed like I was going to be in the bottom two. And it just didn't feel like she absorbed anything RuPaul said.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm just projecting or whatever, but it just didn't feel like Scarlett had any remorse or any sort of like,
right.
I don't know. It just seemed
it's
like.
It's interesting because they're really brushing it under the rug they're really brushing it under the rug. As opposed to...
You mean sweeping it under the rug?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, stop the pod. Stop the pod. Those words are too different. Stop the pod. Those words cannot be synonymously used. Everyone, call the fucking police because no one knew what I was talking about. Nobody knew.
Mano, you are hysterical right now. You are
Thank
a podcast
you.
Host.
Thank you for the compliment. I know I'm funny.
Are,
Thank you.
Acting, you
I know I'm
acting
funny.
Hysterical. Okay.
Thank you. I am funny. Thank you.
No. I don't mean hysterical. Like, ooh, okay, girl. Okay. Okay, Shangela, go ahead, girl. Act a fool.
Act
girl.
A fool. No, you act a fool. You act a fool.
Act the fool, girl.
Oh my God. Change your costume. Change it around. Okay. What was I going to say? It is bad. And honestly, we have to talk about the fact that like when other queens even have a storyline of like overcoming their self-saboteur or even like the vixen being someone who likes to fight, that's a multi-episode arc that they have to like overcome.
Yeah.
As opposed to this, it was really like a one and done. Let's keep going.
Yeah,
that's
it's
not good.
Weird to me. It's so, well, you know, here's the thing. It's like, we are children of reality TV. We're obsessed with it. We love it. I mean, duh, we have a podcast where we talk about it.
Yeah.
So like, as someone who is obsessive over a reality TV show, loves it so much, adores it, I've been conditioned to, you know what I mean? If someone, a less impressionable person, I'll say a stupider person than myself, is watching reality TV.
Can you imagine?
TV.
Oh my God. Could you imagine?
I know. Can you imagine?
That's horrifying.
99% of the population.
Zombie apocalypse happened? What are you talking about?
You're so stupid.
Okay.
They've been conditioned to... Could you imagine if they were influenced by the way that reality TV is feeding us information or just the way that people interact racially in like class... In a class divide, like gender-wise, like we'd be fucked, you know? Because reality TV tells us that black people are problematic because there's always a quote-unquote bitchy black person, which the vixen cracked wide open, but it still doesn't feel like there's been any change at all.
No.
And
no.
Also, it just, like, this, oh, God, like, this just feels like, what are we learning? Like, are we, the viewers, learning anything from this possible teachable moment?
No.
And the answer is we're not at all.
We could be having a deeper conversation this is going to sound stupid, but like you never, I don't know why this is reminding me of like how all superheroes are white to me. Feeds is just one thing that feeds into the way we view heroes. And it kind of is contributing to how we view heroes in reality television or people whose stories are worthy and have dimension. And quite frankly, a lot of times, queens of color's stories are not, they're not given that dimension. Whereas a lot of times I feel white queens are given dimension, given attention,
saying,
given space.
Are you saying some might say?
Someone might say. I'm not saying this, but
someone has been quoted as saying this.
No, you know what? I'm fucking saying this. I am fucking saying this.
Gag.
It's real. It's, I mean, the
You're
fact
totally
that-
right. You're totally right. Yeah. And, you know, like, I'm also, you know, with Drag Race, I'm also watching Big Brother. I'm, like, on that Big Brother journey right now.
So now you're derailing us. Okay, good.
No, but what okay, girl. If you get to talk about Bad Girls Club, I get to talk about Big Brother, okay? And I'm telling you this. Big Brother is one of the most problematic reality TV shows I have ever seen.
More than Survivor.
Girl.
Because that's racist, too.
Girl. Okay. It makes Survivor look like the freaking United Nations, okay?
Shush.
Big Brother is fucking problematic, and I'm watching early seasons of Big Brother. So this was... The racial politics of Big Brother is so incredibly problematic, but as a BIPOC, all of the best players, I'm going to say this, all the best in the earlier season are people of color.
Yeah.
Hands down, since season one, I'm going to say the best player ever on Big Brother so far is, I don't know if anybody, if there's a Venn diagram of any Big Brother fans who listen to this podcast, but Danielle Perez is one of the best Big Brother players. And she was fucking shat on, disrespected, and was one of the smartest, best players ever. And it's like a microcosm of the world at large. It's like BIPOC people aren't seen as people, at least not in the U.S. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, no.
We're treated like garbage and like...
We're treated
it's
like...
It's a problem. And that's reflected on our reality TV shows.
Yeah.
That has to change.
It has to change. We're treated like sprinkles. You know what I mean? Like white people get to be the cookie, but we're fucking sprinkles. You know what I mean? They're like, no, no, no. You're here. You're a fucking sprinkle.
We're the set dressing.
We're the set dressing, girl. We're just there to tell
you're
their
right
story.
You're right about that, bitch.
Girl. And I'm not just superheroes. Television, reality.
It's everywhere, bitch.
Horror
it's everywhere.
Is so problematic and white girl. And straight. Yeah. We know this. But I'm just saying, like, the stories we tell make a difference. I know Drag Race in general sometimes does invite incredible people of color to the conversation.
Yeah.
But in
I
this
think we
moment,
were there. Honestly,
this is not it.
I think we were there with the Vixen, kind of. But then again, like, the Vixen ended up suffering from that, I think. You know what I mean? Like, she didn't get the spotlight or the platform that I think the Vixen deserves.
That's not to say I agree with all her behavior.
No. But she does make a very astute point.
Yes.
When she
does.
Was talking about with her and Aquaria.
That was an incredible, real, intelligent
moment. And it came out of catharsis. It came out of like being put in a box and being consumed. Because that's the thing too. When you sign yourself up for a reality TV show, your identity is given to the editors and producers of the show. Mm-hmm. You sort of don't really have control of what happens to your storyline on a show. That's why reality TV is so tricky, you know? And it's infuriating for me watching someone like the Vixen, who I know is like very smart, incredibly political minded, get treated so shitty. And then someone like Scarlett Adams, who's, you know, very the opposite of that, being treated sort of like too fair, like too well, you know? It just
kid,
is gross.
Kid gloves, right? That's the phrase, kid gloves.
Yeah, that shit, there was no gloves at all, bitch.
Well, the only way to make this better and write the course of history is to join the Tamisha Iman Network. That's TamishaImanNetwork.com. For just $15.99 per week,
you can
get a video
so
every 6 weeks.
Fucking much.
Where Tamisha just says the powers that be 10 times per video. Go. No, I'm kidding. Go buy some shoes that'll show up in 2023.
She's coming for... Bitch, you better be careful. You better be careful,
oh,
bitch.
Wait.
She's listening.
Oh, no. Someone... I think Tamisha Iman has come for me. Oh, no. Someone's here. Oh, no. Okay, we have to talk about this damn episode, you freak.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's try. Etc. went home. Okay. The future of the human race. I hope not.
Tell us how you really feel, bitch.
Oh, yeah. Look, Elektra's feeling her win oats. That's all I have to say. Yeah.
How do you feel about Elektra now in the competition? Because I remember you were a fan at the beginning.
Yeah.
How do you feel about her now?
I like her okay. I thought it was funny this week that RuPaul was like, she needs to show up. And I'm like, she just won a challenge.
She just won. Like, y'all are being so rude.
She just
y'all
won.
Y'all being so disrespectful.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine someone being like, well, I really hope you show up. And you're like,
this is
you
frustrating.
Booked me. You booked me yesterday for this job. I'm just really waiting for you to like show up and do it.
I just won an Academy Award. What do you mean? You're telling me to start acting now.
Your career. Your career's heading places if you play your cards right.
It
whatever.
Was very odd. Very odd.
Auntie Donna shows up, and now I want to play a game called
What in the Hell?
Guess What Auntie Donna Is.
Well, they said it. There was some sketch
no,
group from
la,
Australia.
La 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 la.
Yeah, what does Auntie Donna look like to you?
At first, they looked like children's television show guests, like hosts.
You're crazy. You're crazy. These men, these full bearded ass men, no.
I you know, I don't know what Australian kids like.
They look like mechanics to me.
Okay. I thought they could be like sort of a boy band. Like not a boy band, but like a band, like a Three Doors Down. I was like, are a band?
They could have been a boy band that like broke up in like the early aughts and then just got back together.
Uh-huh. And refused to take a shower in between breaking up and now. Okay. Yeah.
To me, they look like people that wear top hats and do like puppetry of the penis. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. Yes. To me, speaking of hats, they look like they collaboratively own a bowler hat store where you can buy a bowler hat because everyone needs a bowler hat.
Yes, according to them. Mm-hmm. They seem like nude models at like a bachelorette party, but like bargain bin bachelorette parties. Those like, you know what I mean? You sip wine and then you like paint nudes.
The one with that like the police models. Officer who doesn't know how to dance to Pony's Genuine, like Genuine's Pony. I mean, have you seen this?
Yeah.
Tragic Mike. Oh, yikes. It's so funny. Auntie Donna also, I will say, looks like the parents who are late to pick up their kids from middle school. Like, they're the three parents who are always like an hour late to pick up kids.
I would add step parents to that.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. And I would say they're also like the dads pretending to know tools in the Home Depot.
Ah, yes.
They need help, but they are like pretending like they don't need help.
Yes. Uh-huh. They seem like the CEOs of like meetup.com. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? and they started meetup.com because they're like really passionate about like frisbee golf.
That. Mm-hmm. They're also the guys on QVC who were selling katana swords and like they were like, look, Odell. And then he's like,
very that, Odell.
That.
That's correct. That's who they actually are.
Thank you. And now we get a fun little mini challenge with all the pit crews.
Wait a second.
What?
No. What did we need to talk about Auntie Donna a little bit more because what the fuck was that little thing video?
I don't care.
And also the fact that Scarlett Adams like was gushing over them over Danny Minogue, I was like, girl, bot. You've been already sent home for me. You're dead in my eyes. But that, I was like, girl.
That was worse than her past atrocities. That
I just feel like that's so rude. Also, you know, I don't want to assume anything about Auntie Donna, but I assume based on their comedy that they were giving me very heterosexual vibes.
Yes. Yeah.
Did you feel that too?
Oh yeah. Heavens, yes. The joke of like, we're not going to say the same word at the same time. Like, that's very straight.
Yeah. What's the deal? That's straight humor.
Straight humor.
Why?
I don't know. I'm over the Zoom appearances. I know it was like COVID and stuff, but like, I really hope the Zoom thing stops because I don't need fucking, what's her name? I don't need ScarJo showing up on the Zoom and being like, hi, fags. Listen, for this week, faggots, I didn't want to come there, but I did want to look like I care about you, fucking dick lickers.
Hi, it's the CEO of Chick-fil-A saying hello.
I just wanted to say happy pride. And I'm off camera, I'm signing a check to donate to Trump 2024.
Hi, it's Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh my God.
TikTok on the spot. Favorite DJ throwing up. If it's just the Masked Singer clip of Caitlyn Jenner singing TikTok, I would lose my mind. I would be like,
this week's guest judge is the clip of Caitlyn Jenner from The Masked Singer. What did you think, Caitlyn?
I would die. TikTok. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I hated that. I hated seeing Auntie Donna because it brought me flashbacks to like me early starting out at improv. And they seem like such like an improv team to me, like a problematic improv team that would say like, the F word and the N word, like casually. Oh, God. And be like, this is funny, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I was very triggered by watching them.
Triggsvilles.
Mm.
For sure. Okay, and now our lovely pit crew comes in and they play a little dorky game called Whatcha Packin' Down Inda, where you guess what animal is inside of someone's underwear. Look, I like men, so I like looking at naked men.
You know what? I like color, so it was good to see some POC in a space
there
that wasn't RuPaul.
A beautiful array of tasty treats for us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I will say, when I saw, I didn't understand that there was like a teddy bear coming out of the man's shorts at first.
Oh, so that little furry tail. What did you think it was?
That really blew my mind. I thought he was just wearing brown underwear and like his true dick was flipping out of the bottom, and I lost it for like 5 seconds. I like steam came out of my ears.
You lost it. You came.
Yeah, I came. I shot.
You lost your cum because
I shot my
shot
pants
it everywhere.
Off. I shot my pants off. I was wearing my Jordache jeans.
Wow.
And they shot
okay.
off.
Wow. That's listen. You can. You should sign up for a talent show. That's impressive.
I like looking at men. It's so reductive. Are you over the bring a bunch of hot naked men here mini challenge?
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Honestly, this is how much of a fucking dork I am. But to me, the most exciting thing was actually like learning
guessing
facts
the
about
animals.
I was actually really living for it. I was like, oh, wow, yes.
Interesting.
Okay,
what do magpies do?
Yeah.
Wow.
A group of flamingos is called a flamboyant.
That was really good. A flamboyant.
I truly learned. I really learned.
That is, I mean, here's what I'll say about that. That's rude because it's like outing flamingos before they're ready to come out. To call a group.
I know.
That's outing. That's problematic. It's pride. Let people go through their process.
Only flamingos can say that they're flamboyants. We can't say that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? That's their word. That's their word.
Absolutely their word.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine?
Oh my God, I would be humiliated if
imagine
I was a flamingo.
Someone looked at us and they were like, oh, look at that glitter bomb. Huh? Yeah, you know, you're hanging out with your friends. A glitter bomb of gays. Please, please, please don't put your words on me. Please. I'm not gay. I'm not gay. Sorry.
The twist.
The twist. Oh my God. By the way, speaking of POC problems, I had a problematic, okay, we can't talk about this, but I'll tell you later. I had a problematic experience at a gay space with a white person reminding me that they see me as nothing more than a brown little weirdo.
Not recently.
Recently.
My
girl.
God.
Your
terrible. Listeners hate you that much? Damn.
They said there is another Drag Race podcast and then shivved me and I got fucking shivved. I was like, oh, ow. Oh my God.
Tell the brown gay boy it was me.
Fuck. Okay, let's actually talk about this maxi challenge. But first, silence.
What? I wasn't saying anything.
I want to take a break.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Silence.
Anyway, Mano's not here, so let's really talk.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy,
you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer.
Bring back
my break. I said it first.
Oh, she got me.
Said it first.
You are the Michelle Visage of this pod. You
are. Girl, I'm the Merle.
Merle, whatever happened to Oscar Montoya? Mother does not play that. Okay. Okay. I'm sick. My brain's a sick place. So we got rugby boys we're making over. That's fun.
Fun.
And they're all queer, right?
They are all queer. Yes, it's a queer rugby team. Have you ever seen a rugby match before?
I did. John Gabris had a birthday party at a rugby game, and it was really sexy and hot.
You know what? It's so funny. John Gabris should be gay. Like,
he really should.
On paper, he feels very queer.
Yeah,
but he's not.
He's not. I think he's on a queer journey. Like, as soon as the world isn't so binary and he can, like, express himself, even just being like, I'm gay amorous. Like, he's kind of like queer amorous, which doesn't, like.
Yeah.
Because he loves gay people.
He loves gay people.
He is a flirty kind of pansexual person.
He does
person.
Have that energy. Yes, yes, yes.
He needs to find his word. He needs to find what spectrum identifier works best for him.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And we stand John Gabris. We love him in this house.
He's adorable. We love
him. He's adorable. He's cute. And he's very nice.
True ally.
And if you want to slide into his DMs, please tell him.
Do
tell
it.
Him Mono sent you.
Ha! Do it. He loves to be gassed up. That's really does.
But anyway, rugby. Yes, rugby is
rugby
very
boys.
Hot. Clinically, scientifically speaking. Rugby's hot.
It's so, it's like wrestling, but with a weird ball.
Mm-hmm.
Mud is encouraged. It's so gay.
They all have great asses. Dude.
Oh my god!
How do they get their butts so plump?
There's so much like charging and low to the ground pushing.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Why are we so thirsty for physical contact?
Oh, well, I mean, the world's reopening. Do you think that's it? You think
no,
in general?
Girl.
You think
my thirst just... has been no. My thirst has been very active since the dawn of time, bitch. So.
Oh yeah, I'm really. I mean, I don't know. It feels good. Touch is good. Pleasure is fun. I mean, I've always been a person who needs too much physical validation. Little too much. Little too
Can't
much.
Can confirm. Yes, yes, yes.
Confirm. Mm-hmm. All the times I made a move on Oscar and he was like, no. Mm-hmm.
No, every time I push you down the stairs, you're like, oh, you like me.
You really like me.
Bitch, I'm trying to kill you, bitch.
I was like, well, see, I dated the staircase man before you. So I thought it was, because he does it to all his wives. So I thought...
the
It was a sign of affection.
He's so stupid.
Oh my God.
I uncle so festered dumb. And surprised
yeah, exactly.
him.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, oh my God. We deserve ugly girls. Yeah. What? Is Uncle Fester a queer icon?
Is Uncle Fester... Well, explain that.
Like, Uncle Fester is so weird. He's honestly would be more at home at the Eagle than any other bar. Like,
he'd be more accepted at a place like the Eagle,
He would book. He would close the
girl,
deal.
He would book. You know what's so funny? It's like the amount of straight men that get no action from women... would probably get so much ass from men.
So true.
If they just chose, because we all know sexuality is a choice. So if they just chose to be gay,
they just fucking choose.
Their lives would be so much easier.
Based on the gay porn I watch, they are having sex and their bitch wives never give it to them. Based on the porn I see. Now, I treat porn like a documentary. So based on that.
Not in front of my salad.
Oh my God.
You can fuck in front of me all you want, but when I'm eating my salad, no, no, no.
That, okay, the weird thing that's like the misogynistic twist on a lot of gay porn where it's like, I'm
girl,
cheating
on
my
for
wife
a second.
And she's a slut. She's a dumb, stupid slut. And it's like, oh, you're already cheating on her. I don't know if we need to add insult to injury.
Aren't you the dumb slut that's cheating on your wife?
What is
projecting
that misogyny
much?
That like that's always there's it's always so, there?
You know, it's so funny because it's like that toxic ass shit does not leave. Even in gay porn, it's like still there. It's like,
still
oh,
there.
Girl, what? We can have a non-toxic porn environment. Like that's possible.
I know.
And yet you choose violence every day.
Every day.
Every day.
It's a mess. And you choose violence. Every time you wake up and put a piece of clothing on. Violence against good taste. Every time. Every time.
You just, listeners, he's speaking to a mirror right now. So it's not, you thought it was to me, but he's actually looking at himself right now.
Okay, rugby, boys, picking boys. Everyone's
they're all
picking
cute.
Boys.
I gotta say, all these boys are cute.
I agree. The house
they're giving us different flavor of boy, and I'm loving every single one.
I am too. I love the corseting. I love that when they walk in heels, they kind of look like Jason, like slowly going for
Jason
his kill.
Voorhees?
Yes, girl.
Spooky bitch.
They're like mama. They're slow. They can't fuck. They look like tarantulas. They can't walk. In these damn heels.
She said arachnophobia. Wow. Okay. I was thinking, wow, this looks like Basic Bitch in drag.
Oh.
This looks like Manon Agapian in drag.
Okay. Yeah, I know, right? Who? No one knows who Basic Bitch
Clydesdale.
Is. No one knows who Basic Bitch is. Before you insult me, clarify that no one would even know my drag name. Okay?
People know who you are. People know who you are.
Oh, God.
You're on a no performing list somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure. At whatever bar Scarlett Adams owns, I'm definitely on the no performing list. And then this great phrase comes up, run it up the guts.
Ooh, girl.
What an image. It made me thirsty. Just hearing that, I was like, oh my God.
Is that like a normal Aussie or Kiwi term, or is that just like,
hard
did
to
they
say.
Invent that?
Any
Australians or Kiwis listening, please let us know if run it up the guts is just a common turn of phrase over there.
Yeah, it felt, I mean, I wouldn't say super common, but it felt like something you might.
I know. And also, let's be real, y'all are... some filthy ass motherfuckers. You love to talk dirty.
You're nasty.
Y'all are blue as fuck.
We learned that last week from the commercials. Mm-hmm. You're nasty. Mm-hmm. We get it. Mm-hmm. We get it.
Y'all nasty.
Now, here's a question I want to ask you, right? Because now we're making looks. It's very custom versus
yes.
What did you bring? What's the conversation on this? Is it fair? Is it fair to be like, well, I made mine and versus, well, I brought mine.
Well, I mean, when you bring yours, that's a challenge because you don't know who you're going to get. You don't know if it's going to work. I assume that there's, even if you bring something, there's like a aspect of tailoring that needs to be done just to make sure that your outfit is okay. And listen, if sewing is not your strength, fucking bring something prepackaged, bitch. Uh-huh. Like bring something to the table. But if sewing skills are your forte, make it work. Make it work. What about you? What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's really it. That's really it. It's like on paper, part of me wants to be like, you either can or cannot. Like we're either, you either can or cannot. Part of me wants to be like, if someone's making it, we all got to make it. Or if you're bringing it, let's all bring it.
Do you know what I think about? Do you know what I think about? And I'm sorry to bring back this toxic ass person back into the conversation.
Don't.
But it reminds me of Sherry Pie's transformation. I know. I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
Do you remember that episode?
Tara Misu? Uh-huh.
Yeah, which I thought, well, I mean, obviously that came prepackaged, but I just thought that was so stupid. And I mean, obviously they cut everything out from Sherry Pie, but I wish she got red on the runway because it just felt so rude to the person that she was making over.
Right.
Because it was like the outfit, I mean, the outfit is already made. Mm-hmm. You're going to look like
the name
fucking
is there.
Tina Burner. And
the name
and
is
the
there.
Name is there. Like, you're tiramisu no matter what. And, like, that felt so rude to me. I didn't like that at all.
Yeah, that is, it's so funny that, like, obviously she's disgusting in every way, but, like, the part that rubbed so many people wrong is a very funny and real part of drag, because drag is, like, a discovery. And the fact that there was like no discovery there. It's like, that's your
no
name.
No discovery.
Yeah.
And I like that aspect of like, you know, looking at someone and being like, I'm going to give you this name, you know?
Uh-huh. I know.
Like, I think that there's something fun about that. And like, poor tiramisu. Oh, gosh.
Tiramisu.
She was robbed. She was robbed. She was robbed.
She was
but anyway,
robbed.
That's why I'm always like, you got to look at the queen. Size her up and then decide like, okay, I need to make something new because you're giving me this energy, or, oh, this look that I've had ready is going to look great on you.
Also, wasn't her real name like Janet the Planet or something? She's like, I got
that was
my
someone
change.
Else, bitch.
She's like, I had my name changed to like Janet the Planet or something.
Yeah, no, we love Janet the Planet. But
who, she was paired up with someone else?
She was paired with someone else, yeah.
I don't know if that's true.
Well, she wasn't paired up with fucking Sherry Pie.
I don't know if that's true.
Wow. That would be
I don't
nuts.
Know. Whatever. We're back in. We're talking to the rugby boys. We're starting to get their makeup together. We're talking about gay homophobia towards drag and how that has changed a bit. That's kind
Do
of evolving.
Do you agree or disagree?
I think it is evolving. I really do. Like, I think we still fetishize masculine stuff in our community very much. Mm-hmm. And I think I want to say, I hope it's changing, because I think there are freaks out there who are letting themselves be more expressive in gender and sexuality and just like, okay, let's get real for a second. The fact that like,
also, I love to interrupt you, but
you do.
Janet the Planet was paired with Sherry Pie.
Yeah, I know. I know. I was right. But I just wanted to let you like just, you know, have that moment for yourself.
Can you stop interrupting yourself?
It meant a lot to you.
What were you saying? What were you saying?
I just think we are having a moment where it's evolving. I mean, it is evolving. I think there's still some bad habits of praising masculinity, wanting to fuck a quote straight guy. There is a lot of fetishization, to talk about porn again, as you know, there's a lot of toxicity there that we're unpacking. But it's certainly different.
Yes. I mean, I remember, do you remember like the first two seasons of Drag Race when like the biggest drama that they had was like, I can't find anyone to date because they want to date masculine men. And like being a drag queen is so dangerous. That narrative, thankfully, is not really in the conversation anymore.
And like in season four, Jiggly Caliente saying dating another drag queen is gross for me.
Oh my God.
That's gross. Right. For me. And it's like, girl, which she's quite frankly, I think she's since talked about being like, I was just a mess and projecting.
She was a mess.
I was
she
projecting
was
my own issues.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So like, I do agree with you, Mano. I do think that we're a little bit more, I think the communication about like gender expression and sexuality is encouraged a bit more. I do think like overall, like the freaking gender norms are such a fucking prison. Mm-hmm. And that's when it's super, super dangerous. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there is this like glamorizing and idolizing masculinity in gay culture. But bitch, like being masculine is so passé, I think.
I mean.
Do you know what I mean? I just think it's so like, 90s.
I mean.
It's like, ew, I don't know. It's so, I mean, like, isn't it so much more fun to be like, you know, verse?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, isn't it so much more fun to like express all sorts of like, you know, gender performance? Like, we have the liberty to do that. You are free to do that. So why would you choose to go back into this like masculinity prison?
It's a really good point. And yet, you know what? You know what's funny? It's like we have a choice to, we have the keys to let ourselves out of prison and we mm-hmm. refuse to let ourselves out. And a great example is, hey, it's pride. I think pride is a toxic event.
What's she going to say? Oh, no, she said it.
Pride can be very toxic. And
I'm not letting you go scot-free after that comment. What you mean?
What I mean by that is the body queens, because now I'm talking about the masculinity of it all. The body queens of pride, I feel, can be very toxic to the movement of pride. Because there's a lot of people out there who are like, I'm all about pride. But it's like, are you about pride or are you about hanging out with your hot friends?
Listen, don't even get...
That's what I'm saying. Let's talk about it. It's supposed to be pride right now. To quote Molly
Shannon, don't get me started. Don't even get me started. Okay, because girl, that is my journey. That's been my journey in the gay spectrum. Like, that's been like my inherent problem with identifying as gay over queer.
Let's talk about it. We're not as important in the queer community because we're not
seen.
Body queens.
We're not seen. We don't care.
We're not important.
We're not important to them. Like, and it's and also like, who is them? Like, what does it is? Am I being like a hateful little bitch for like excluding the body queens? But like, I never felt part of that club ever, ever,
ever.
So like, I don't associate myself.
And
with
they let you know that. You're not in the club.
Oh,
that's
very
the thing.
Much that.
They let it.
Very
they
much
they
that.
Let you know. And they yes. have the nerve to sometimes post shit like that post shit being like, pride is more than just hooking up with someone hot. And I'm like,
well,
I think
to speak on that, I think a major thing about pride, because I do have my problems with pride, but I do think it's very important, especially
of
when
course.
It comes to like acknowledging the history
of
and
course.
The political movements that have led up to pride. You
absolutely.
Know? I have a problem with the idea of gay performance
uh-huh.
versus gay identity, right?
Uh-huh.
And there is something, like, I think what we have a problem with is the gay performance aspect of it. Of, like, I'm hot, we're all hot, we're celebrating who we are because, like, I've been bullied when I was, like, a little kid, but now I've become the bullies in a weird way. Like, I think
yeah.
that's the narrative, you know?
Yeah.
That's performance. They're doing it to look good, right? They're doing it for, like, other people.
Uh-huh.
You know, in my mind, I'm like, these people are a sad bunch of motherfuckers. I bet you. They can't be happy. And maybe I'm wrong. And maybe that's just a way to make myself feel better. And that's fine.
Because what they could also say about us is we're in our egos. Like, we to care about what your body looks like takes a lot of ego. And mm-hmm. the fact that we care speaks to us. I'm an egomaniac. I have an issue
you,
with my ego.
I can
ego.
Confirm. I can confirm. Mm-hmm.
The fact that we care what our bodies look like mean that we care enough about who we think we are that yeah. we need to look a certain way to feel a validation we would like to feel. You know?
I mean...
I'm just saying, I'm complicit in the problem. Because I have an ego. I do pine
Are you saying
for,
that you want to be a part of that
yes.
group of people?
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's very Wizard of Oz to me. It's like you think yeah. you want to go to Oz and then you go there and then like you're walking on a yellow road for like days. We're always on the outside looking in. So like Seems nice.
That's interesting because for me, I don't ever want to be a part of that. Like
work.
Because my idols, it's so interesting because like I honestly, like I pride myself in being like a garbage person and being gross. Like I sort of like that's like my truly, honestly, anybody who knows me, that is my brand. That's how I sell myself on the internet. Like I am. Hello. Hashtag I am trash.
Yeah.
But to me, like my biggest gay, like the people that have made me feel seen in the gay spectrum are John Waters, Devine, Meg Stoll. You know what I mean? Like those Freaks. Are my trailblazers. Those
Jerry
are my,
Blank. Jerry Blank.
Jerry Blank. Jerry Blank. Exactly.
Gene Garofalo.
Like the people Freaks. That live on the outskirts. To me, those
Margaret
people
Cho.
Are so interesting.
Yes,
they're
yes, yes.
interesting to me. For example, like someone who is like, so incredible is he's gay fat friend on Instagram.
Yes.
You know him,
I love
Todd.
Him. He's wonderful.
He's great. And he like comments on that idea of like that toxic, like pretty gay thing, you know, like, and I think that's, I love that. I love being like, listen, my magic might not be in the way that I look, you know, but I have a space in the queer spectrum. Like, I am just as important. Being like the slimy little cockroach in the queer movement. Like, I love that.
You're
I
the
love
Lee,
that because
you're the Lee Bowery people, of podcasts.
I'm sorry?
You're the Lee Bowery of podcasts.
Girl.
That you're the club kid. You're the original
I'm not
club
camp,
kid.
I'm Lee Bowery. I'm
you're
not
Lee,
camp,
Bowery.
I'm
Lee Bowery. Girl.
I mean, also, like, hello. That's what a... Thank you for that compliment. But, like... It takes the ugly little trolls in the gay movement to throw bricks at Stonewall.
Fucking
you know what
facts,
I mean?
Fucking facts.
And then the pretty people will say like, "Oh, I threw it too."
I just feel seduced. I just feel seduced by the
that.
Other side
I
all
get
the
that.
Time.
I get
like,
that because
fucking
it's about
Maleficent and her fucking spindle. I'm like always trying to touch that spindle, and you're the one who's Meriwethering about me and knocking the spindle out of my hand just by seconds.
Wow, she called me a fairy. Okay.
You're welcome.
I think that's totally fair, and I think that is, I think there's a bigger question, which is like, do we feel accepted in gay spaces? And the answer is no.
No.
You know what I mean? And I think it speaks to that idea of like, oh, that is like the gay norm. Like, pretty six pack. Everyone is like over 6 feet tall. Like,
yeah,
everyone is so fucking beautiful. And it's like this. How did you find your twins?
Yeah.
And like hanging out with each other only exclusively. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
That it's a little scary. It's a little Stepford Wives-y.
Yeah, it's scary.
Like, I don't like that. But yeah, there is a sense of like, I want to fit in. I want to be seen by all. I want to be accepted by the cool kids.
Well, like I told you, I need too much validation. I admitted that. I need too much validation.
I don't give you enough. I don't give you enough. I talk about you.
Would it hurt?
I talk
would
shit
it hurt?
About you,
would it
but
hurt?
I still talk about you.
Would it hurt to text me a compliment once a day? Would it hurt?
Yes, it actually would.
Wow.
It actually would
and
hurt
now
my
I know.
Fingers.
And that's, and I thank you. And I thank you.
Listen,
this is
bitch.
Just
I need to
like
keep you,
when Raja claimed
humble.
Her skirt was made of hair.
I need to keep
hair.
You grounded.
And I thank you. And I thank you. This is Toolgate all over again. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. Okay, listen. I'm really Shangela-ing today.
You
this
really
is
are.
A great conversation. It's huge. I do love being a fucking queer freak. It's fun. Mm-hmm. It's great. And you know, we're not fucking dogs. We're cuties. We just don't belong in that traditional queer that call me by your name group. We don't belong there.
Yes, yes, yes. Very that. You know, and also I'll say like growing up, like I didn't this really sounds corny as fuck, but it is very true. And I think you can agree with me on that. Like no one looked like me.
That.
I was like gross.
That.
Weird, like a total dork. Like they're all the growing up, all the gay people that I saw on TV were white, which already I was like, well, I'm not that. So am I even gay?
Mm-hmm.
Or like pretty? I was like, well, I'm not that. Am I even gay?
Mm-hmm.
And then growing up, you come into your own and you own yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see other people being like, hey, you're queer and you sort of look like me too. And then there's that like queer, like nice bond of like, I'm not the only one. I can have my own circle of freaks, you know? That's why we're friends, bitch.
Yeah, I know. And the question is,
you would not be my friend.
I know.
If I was hot, I'd be like, I don't know this person.
I don't know. But the question is, are we as queer people, are we going to let our, are we going to agree that we are enough? Because we are enough. We are incredible.
Mm.
Are we, you sound like you're further in your journey of accepting if you're enough without this part of the puzzle. I am always like, damn, but what if I could be that? Like, can I let myself feel validated without looking away or wanting to be fucked? Can I be valid?
Well, you know, let's set things straight, my friend. Ew, I mean, let's set things correct. Okay? People do want to fuck you, Mano, okay? There is a large swath of perverted people that want to have sex with you and think
you
you're
too
attractive.
I mean, you too. I mean, they're all murderers. I mean, they're all...
correct. And I think, and you're 100% correct. Like, yeah, is there going to be a time where I'm like, am I enough? Am I enough without having to play the rules other people have set for me?
Yeah.
And the answer is yes, of course, but it requires a lot of work.
It requires a lot of work.
I'm not totally there. Let me just tell you that right now. You know, I still got a lot of work to do. But it's the realization that, like, I don't need other people to make me feel validated.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I don't. I truly do not. Because I exist in my own. Because that's the thing. It's like the more I realize that I don't need people to validate me, the more I can be closer to my real identity.
And
rather than like my performance aspect of it.
And here's another piece of realty. Queer beauty culture is modeled after white straight beauty culture.
Mm-hmm.
We are constantly adopting their bullshit. And like, if we can really release ourselves from it, like, that would be great. And that's
it's in the porn we watch.
There we go.
It's in like all the ads.
And that's what I mean by pride everywhere. Can be toxic. Because I want it to get weirder and freakier. That's all I want. But I have to admit, what I see is naked white twunks in Aussie bums. You know what I'm saying?
I get that. But hopefully, I mean, we're changing the narrative. It's very slow. But at least there's some change. There's a clapback to that sort of movement happening. Which I'm very appreciative of, you know. But I also think, like, it's honestly, I don't care what you look like. You could have a six pack and be hot with all your hot friends. Truly, go off, queen, if you want to live.
I mean,
that
and
way.
To bring it back to the episode, because our listeners are going to kill us. Manaki Tanga, right? Like, this is what this indigenous gentleman brought up, which was, you got to lift someone else up to lift yourself up.
I think so. Yeah. But I think it's also about like, be true to yourself. If your identity is being in fucking somewhere in Mexico in a Speedo, like if that is your true authentic self, truly go off.
You have the right to do that. You have every right to do that. And because if that's how you're, that's that. Yeah. I really mean that.
Truly, if that is your truth, fucking live it.
I'll process my jealousy over here. I will process it. I have to deal with that.
Yeah, y'all can be, and I'm gonna have a ball on top of a landfill somewhere in Jersey. You know what I mean? That's gonna be my. That's gonna be my photo op.
As queer people, we could have more conversations that weren't so sexually driven. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. It's like we need to have more queer spaces that aren't just like fuck offs. You know what I mean? Because a lot of gay bars feel like fuck Thunderdomes.
Well, it's tricky because it's like, you know, part of our queer identity is our sexual preference. Mm-hmm. You know, it is tied to sex inherently. But we also have to be aware that there is something larger than who we're attracted to. You know, it's like a culture. It's a lifestyle, you know, and it's varied. It's huge. You know, it's not specific. You know, and it doesn't have to be toxic. But again, back to the indigenous phrase, like I gotta say, I was very upset when that happened.
Talk to me. Why?
It just made me feel so mad because I'm like, God, see, this is what we're missing out on.
Yeah.
This like enriching moment because we're bringing true diversity to the table.
Yeah.
These white people don't deserve that. They don't deserve it. They don't deserve it.
Y'all
eliminated two amazing fucking POC drag queens. Ooh, it just made me so fucking furious. I'm like,
girl,
this is why we need diversity in our shows.
Girl.
This is why.
Troll. I'm with you.
I was so mad.
But what we can agree on is this main stage look Rue delivers, because, bitch, this is one of my favorite Rue looks ever to hit the main stage.
Can I say?
Yes.
She looked like a gingerbread man.
Oh, you did not like it at all.
I thought I liked it. She looked like a gingerbread man.
I mean, you liked it. She looked like a gingerbread man. Go off.
She looked like the gingerbread man with a wig on. That's the tea.
I disagree, but I see what you're saying. There's some piping. There's some frosted piping.
Girl, it's frosting.
But this is a great new direction for Rue.
You know what I'll say? It's different.
This is the most exciting Rue look I've seen.
That's the gingerbread man. That's the fucking gingerbread man. You can't tell me.
That would be, okay, first of all, is that a Todrick Hall song yet? Because if not, it sounds like one of like, that's the gingerbread man. Strut, bitch, as fast as you can.
Ooh.
I mean,
okay, we out here
right?
cutting records.
Come on.
Okay.
I mean, they're going to steal that for sure. Okay. This look I love.
I can't unsee gingerbread. I can't unsee it.
It's very UGG inspired, which we all know is very Australian.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't know. Maybe it's from New Zealand. I don't know. Don't fucking crucify me. I don't know. I love this. This is the most exciting Rue look I've seen in a while. The hair, the eyes. Come on.
She looks good. She looks like a good gingerbread cookie.
I think you're just hungry.
No, you're just hungry. She looks like a gingerbread cookie. You can't tell me. You don't think she looks a little bit like a gingerbread cookie?
I see that, but that's not what I thought when I saw her. I thought, oh, bitch, like Timbaland.
I can't see anything else.
Timbaland, badass bitch. I did notice she didn't raise her hand.
No, Timbaland. No. Simone is a Timbaland look.
I mean, yeah, but
this. Gingerbread.
I know, but the hoops do it for me. The hoops take me somewhere. The hoops are giving me, me a little bit of
the gingerbread cookie was wearing hoops. Yeah.
Oh my God. You're so insane these days. You're sick. You're twisted. Stop eating. We have to go out in our fucking mankinis for pride. Put the fucking cookie down. Oh my God. I just really want to talk to you, and I don't know if I'll be able to talk to you if you, you know, eat that cookie. Also, while I'm body shaming you, let me post everybody's a pride body. Be right back.
Yeah.
Girl. Okay. Let's chirp and burp these looks. What do you say?
Yes.
We have ketamine and fetamine.
Mm-hmm.
I loved this.
Madame Medusa. And Cruella De Vil.
I think this is her most successful makeup yet, and her sister daughter looks fantastic.
Listen, I'm a big ketamine fan. I think she paints perfectly. I think she has one of the best faces on Drag Race Down Under.
Uh-huh.
She's fun. She's camp. She does give you camp every time, you know? And she did not disappoint with this look. I chirp it the house down boots. By far the best one, leagues better than anybody else in the competition.
I definitely thought it was the best one. There were some other ones I thought were cute, but this one was the best one to me. If you do a black and white, this is a smart way to just change it all the way up and like do different patterns, fuck around with it. Don't make it like...
The girl can paint a face though. I would love to be painted by ketamine. Oh my God. That would be a dream. Keita, if you're listening, girl...
Yeah, she needs you.
I will fly to New Zealand for you to do my face.
You need her because, you know, you don't really do illusion as much as you
do. Excuse me?
You really, you can't do a female illusion.
Excuse me? Interesting.
You can't do a female illusion.
I don't even want to. So it doesn't interest me. But
this is good. Black and white can curse you the way it sent home Manila.
Truly.
The way it put Alaska in the bottom during All Stars. It can curse you.
Truly.
Especially in a makeover.
Yeah. But this is a good pair. It's a good pair. And it's fun. Kida said it in a talking head that it's just like, listen, drag is fun.
Uh-huh.
I'm having fun. So I'm really rooting for Kida Mean. I hope she does really well.
Yeah.
I really do.
These looks really work well together. I like mm-hmm. the duster. I like the little bathing suit-ish things. Yeah. I like the black and white hair. I like that it's mix matching. I think all the little touches elevated it.
I agree.
It's a chirp.
Chirp.
It's a chirp, everybody.
100%.
Next, we have Electroshock and Riri Action.
Mm-hmm.
I liked this.
Themed. I liked it, too. And yeah, I liked it. I will say, you know, Riri Action, her face is a B.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not an A+. It's not an A. It's a B. It's a solid B.
She does look like a Masters of the Universe figurine where you're like,
marry that.
Did someone smash the face? Did someone
okay,
like.
That's mean. Okay. Wow. Wow. You could have just stopped at Masters of the Universe action figure, but you didn't. You hateful bitch.
No, I clarified. I love the ray guns. I really think this look was fun and different.
I liked it.
The makeup is a good risk. This is good enough to me. I see the
problem. But the judges
problems.
Said it wasn't a risk at all. They said it was safe
you
to
think?
Have an alien look.
You think?
That's what they said. They were like, oh, yeah, someone with not strong makeup skills would paint someone like an alien.
Mm, see?
But I think she looks good.
I disagree. I like it. Like, I see that it's not the most perfect thing, but I love the headpiece. I love purple and red combo.
This is a very, like, Miss Famey entrance look vibe.
Yeah. I think it's giving me Mars Attacks in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
It's just taking, I don't know. I think it's just a fun, I'd rather see this than just a couple of looks that are just like, yeah, those are two girls, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I like it.
Chirp.
I think
it's
good. The color scheme is great. I like it.
It's a chirp for me.
Chirp. Chirp as well.
Okay. Next, we have Maxi Shield and
my
Silhouette.
Baby doll. Baby. I mean, I don't know what to say. Mono, you start. Go.
I love the colors. I love both of these colors. Green is a color and so is pink.
Wow.
No. I think I really like these. I think they could obviously it needed some stuff. And one such thing could have been a cinch in this silhouette.
No, the point of the look is that it's like it looks like a gumdrop.
Yeah.
That's the purpose of it, which here's the thing. It's like, I actually like this look. I would love to wear something like this. I think this is probably like a kind of cute, like Ozma look, I think. But it just isn't enough. Like, if you see the other queens and what they wear, I would probably be like, fuck, I gotta change my outfit. You know, it's a little too simple. It's a lot simple. It's way too simple.
It is.
For this stage of the game, it's way too simple. There was no reveal. There was no, like...
Yeah.
I wish it had a reveal.
They also probably should have swapped wigs, right? I don't know, given a sort of like a cross-translation color palette moment. Pink.
That is too simple. It needed something else. It needed another outfit underneath.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Like a swimsuit or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because this feels very like resort, beach. I'm going to wear my towel as a wig vibe.
The makeup,
and I wish they like took off their wigs and their gowns to show like a nice little swimsuit.
The makeup isn't terrible.
No, the makeup is fine.
The makeup's cute. But yeah, there's just nothing, especially it's like this isn't a train wreck. It's just not.
It's simple.
Not that exciting. Yeah, it's simple. Yeah. I mean, look, I will say this. When makeup challenges can go horribly wrong with your Jocelyn Foxes, your Adore Delanos.
Your Tina Burners and Rosés.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many more. Your Raja's disasters in season 3.
Mm-hmm.
Carmen Carrera trying to make a football player wear her bikinis.
Oh my God.
This is not a disaster at all. It's perfectly cute and adorable. It just wasn't as much as the others.
No, it needed to be elevated in a major, major way. It was very incomplete. So burp.
I'm still going to chirp it. It's cute.
You just want to be difficult.
I'm just living my truth, baby, because it's pride. Okay. Hashtag pride. Living my truth.
No, I won't accept it.
Hashtag pride. Me and the boys.
I won't accept
hashtag
it. No, I'm going to delete it. I'm deleting your hashtag.
Me and the other white boys. Hashtag me and the strongest white boys. Hashtag.
Oh my God. To be the token.
And the most muscular
white
boys.
To be the token in that group.
Hashtag love my white boys. Hashtag
literally
white is right.
Stop talking
hashtag
to you. I would stop.
Scarlett's
talking
my
to you.
Girl. Hashtag.
If I see
Scarlett said this was okay for me. Hashtag.
I hate you. I hate you. This is bad. I hate all of this.
Art Simone and Craft Simone.
Giving us another Priscilla moment.
Mm-hmm. They're leaning into the craft of it all.
I loved, first of all, I'm a big fan of Craft.
Uh-huh.
Simone, I think she looks stunning in drag.
Craft is just
she has
beautiful.
Got a gorgeous face. Oh my God. She needs to do drag. I would love to see her in drag. I also loved her as a boy. I had such a crush on her. Oh
yeah. These looks
I love her.
Aren't super connected for me.
No, not at all. Oh, absolutely not.
If they put them in the bottom, I would have said sure. Because
they're both good. I just don't see the resemblance.
They're so unrelated. Like
so unrelated.
Is it and if it's the craft thing, I was expecting to see more crafts on art's business. Yeah, this one's like the most disconnected.
And also, it was very much, this is surprising to me that they didn't even bring this up, but it seemed to me like art, it's that storyline of like art needs to look better than Craft Simone.
Right.
Because art does look better than Craft Simone in terms of her outfit and stuff. So it was a very missed opportunity to like,
and there's no resemblance.
You know, bring some drama to the table.
Which they usually harp on, or they very selectively harp on, but sometimes they're like, you're not identical,
yeah, but you
you're
know,
in the
they
bottom.
Love, they love art. They love art. Art needs to be in the final, in the top three, so in the final
seems
three,
so. And she calls her daughter a stupid bitch, and is it a chirp or burp?
And we love it. No, it's a lowercase chirp. It's
same.
A lowercase chirp.
Because
it's good. It's a nice outfit. But.
Same. Scarlett Adams and Sapphire Adams.
No.
This. You know, I'm surprised at how she didn't add. I mean, obviously,
are
these
you?
Are too. I'm surprised she wasn't like, yeah, I'll put some hip pads on. I'll give her some titties. I was surprised.
Are you? She doesn't wear pads at all either.
I mean, I was just surprised. She's polished. She's polished as white and proud as a pearl is. So I thought she would at least be like, oh, girl, let's get this together.
Yeah, no, just burp.
Yeah.
I have nothing to say. I don't want to talk about Scar. I really like just
okay.
can't.
Burp.
No, just a big ol' no for me.
Okay, no, not even burp, just no.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I love it. I mean, truly, her drag mom, daughter, whatever, is...
Grandma.
Grandma is not mm-hmm. doing anything feminine. They're truly, I mean, they're giving me bingo night in Kentucky. Like, that's the...
Very that.
Very masculine that. Energy.
That is a man, Maury.
Cam from finance and Debbie from reception. Yeah.
I mean, what do you want me to say?
They're
I
identical, which the judges seem to love. They usually love it when they're the exact same thing.
But it's like, I don't know. I would love to see, I don't know. I don't know. Karen is a little frustrating to me on this show.
I agree.
Because like, she's fun. Like, I like Karen from finance, but it's like the bitch stays on the same fucking level. It's she's like legit flatlining for me. It's I need to see variety, girl.
Yeah.
I need to see variety. And it is shocking to me that the judges haven't been like, give me something else. Like they are.
Yeah, I fully agree. It's exactly what you'd expect from her. There's no surprises here.
100%. 100%.
And everything they also said about like the vibe was off, like her daughter wasn't really having fun and there was something.
No, well, her daughter's not performing. Also, like, the daughter was like, you get no creative license. You're going to wear this outfit. It's a costume. And you're going to be reception.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. The end. Bye. I would be like,
that was
okay.
There was a little stapled on, wasn't it? It was a little bit like, here you go. Bye.
Yep, this is it. That's your thing. Bye.
Yipes.
I don't know. Do you chirp or burp it, though?
I'll burp it. I don't care.
I'll burp it too. You know what?
Yeah,
I'll burp it
you
too.
Know?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
Know?
It's Pride Month. I'll burp it.
So they have their critiques, you know, beard. Rue weirdly says if you're wearing a beard, you're hiding behind it. That's
so
not
strange.
Always true.
I don't know.
Sometimes you just look
better. I don't know.
Maybe I'm projecting, but I look a little. I don't know. I think I look a little better with a beard. And I don't necessarily think that, that means. That was somehow the most cutting. A little. Whatever. Okay, great. Untucked. Blah, blah, blah. Elektra needs to show up. She just won, Rue.
It's so weak, so confusing to me.
So weird.
So confusing to me.
I did think the bottom was correct. I was like, okay, Maxie and Scarlett should be in the bottom.
I would have loved to seen Elektra and Scarlett in the bottom.
Really?
Just because it was hinted at earlier in the episode where Scarlett is like, Elektra was like, I'm going to send Scarlett home. You know
right.
what I would have loved to have seen? Ooh, what would have been truly a gag worthy moment.
What?
And I would love to see this somewhere in the. So if you're auditioning for Drag Race and if you get in, anyone who listens, take note. I would love to see. I would have loved to seen like Maxie Shield and Scarlett in the bottom. And Scarlett in the bottom.
Okay.
And then Elektra being like, Rue, I want to. I volunteer as tribute. Take Maxie off. Put me in the bottom. I want to go face to face with Scarlett Adams.
Wow.
What a gag would that have been? What a gag would that have been?
I mean, I understand historically, Rue does not like that when.
No, not at all. But Rue also would recognize a good fucking moment when she hears one.
I mean, we're going to need it. We're going to need it. We're going to need it. I would say
that would have been a moment. That would have been a moment.
It would have been a good time to like throw some gags and goops in here. Why not throw a, come on.
Yeah.
Surprise us. Whatever. Art and Karen are safe. Keita wins. Correct.
Surprising no one at all.
Yeah. And Elektra's barely safe. There we go. Bottom two. We've got Scarlett and we have Maxie. And they're lip syncing to some kind of something. Let me see. Some sort of Kylie Minogue song from...
Kylie Minogue? What the fuck is
but,
wrong
but
with
But this
you?
Song is from, what, 68? 1968? How old is
Girl,
this song?
Girl, it's a good song. What?
I like the
Girl,
song.
Girl, you need to get into retro Kylie. That's my favorite Kylie.
Okay, I'm a little bit more...
I should be so lucky. Bitch, the Locomotion. Ooh, you've been sleeping on Kylie.
I know a fucking Locomotion song. We know the Locomotion song.
And it's
song.
Good, bitch. It's good.
It's not as good as early 2000s, Kylie. You're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. Can't Get You Out of My Head, Fever.
Okay, that's golden, Kylie.
Uh-huh.
But you cannot say that she did not bring the bops.
Yeah.
In the 80s and early 90s.
Yeah.
You cannot say.
Yeah.
I will not allow you to say that.
I never said that. And you interrupted me and you didn't actually
let me say
it.
It seemed like you did. It seemed like you were about to.
If you would shut your mouth and listen, you would have heard me say. It's just an older song.
Wow.
It's just an older song.
She's silencing me and on Pride of all fucking months too. How fucking rude.
Pride. Hashtag. I love hanging out with the brown one. Hashtag. Gotta love my POC. Hashtag. See, look, I'm a good one. Hashtag.
Hashtag. Them shoulders should match the hips.
But they don't. Oh, my God. Okay. This was a good lip sync. I like this lip sync.
Scarlett was surprisingly good, which was very frustrating.
I know.
She was giving me that whole, like, I don't know, cabaret showgirlsy vibe.
It was
frustrating. It was frustrating
giving
to see Scarlett
me
do so well.
Turning look, stunting pretty. I'm
it
the
was
bitch.
Very that.
She looked like Aquaria in her final four performance. Like she looks a lot like Aquaria. And
And poor Maxi Shield. I mean, she was good too, but like she didn't bring any stunts. She didn't do nothing, you know?
I know.
And it made me so sad because I love Maxi so much. It made me so sad to see her go.
I know.
I love her.
I love Maxi. She's fantastic. Scarlett did a good job. Once again, weird and hard to compliment her, but it was good.
I think the next time she's in the bottom two, though, I don't think she's going to make it.
You don't. Oh, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know, dude.
No.
Look, if she's Rue classically loves a queen that skinny.
No. It won't be Scarlett. Scarlett cannot be in the final three or four or whatever the fuck.
Okay.
It just can't happen. It just cannot happen. Won't happen.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Elektra's going to send her home. I feel like maybe Art could also send her home.
Okay.
But if she's paired, if she's in the, ever in the bottom two with Kida or Karen, I would be worried for both of those girls.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think Karen can lip sync out of a paper bag.
So who is the
It's very mean to say, but y'all saw the fucking weak ass
lip
sync.
You saw the
lip
sync she won.
Y'all saw it, folks. I ain't telling lies, bitch.
Come on. I mean, Cynthia Lee Fontaine has won lip syncs better than that.
Girl, come on. Vivian Panay gave us better lip syncs.
I'll say Cynthia Lee Fontaine's Kim Kardashian was better than Karen from Finance's lip sync. Remember when she was fucking Kim Kardashian? That is so funny that they were like, you're going to be Kim Kardashian. That is so funny.
She had the coochie coo.
Yeah, the coochie coo, I guess. Yeah. You mean the cuckoo?
Oh, the cuckoo, sorry.
Wow.
The guitar. I'm thinking
Educate yourself.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Thank you for educating me.
Girl, okay, so here we go. Bye, Maxi. We love you. To next week. That's it. Who's your top three? It. I think Scarlett's in the top three.
Dramatic pause.
Sorry, Daryl.
No, girl, you can't say that.
I think she is.
Don't conjure that shit. Don't fucking manifest that into existence.
I'm just saying.
No. She'll be fourth. She'll be fourth and she'll go home before the finale.
Okay, Iberia Hora. Okay.
Yeah, that's my prediction. My top three is Cameron from Finance, and she will win. Art Simone, she'll come in second. And I want to say Electroshock will be.
Yeah, fair. I think that's right.
I hope so. If Electroshock is replaced by Scarlett, I will be so furious.
Yeah. No, they need a third heat. There's no reason to have Scarlett there too. Or like, you know what I mean? There's one of those is knocked out. One of those is knocked out for sure.
Yeah, it'll be between Scarlett and
Art.
Elektra in the bottom two.
Uh-huh.
And then Elektra will send Scarlett home. And then it will be like a beautiful moment. For all of us, for the world.
Interesting. Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
At least that's what I hope.
I
and I'm rooting for Ketamine, but like I think she might be going home next week, unfortunately. I hate to say it.
She might. You never know.
But, and you know how Down Under is so bizarre with like making the girls that were in the top last week then immediately go home next week. So like, I feel like she's playing that card.
That part.
Which makes me sad because I love Ketamine. I really do.
Me too. She's a treat.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Well, that's it, y'all. Till next week, listen, support us. Go to Drag Her Podcast. Talk with us on Instagram. Give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. We'll read your damn review. In fact, I'll read one now while we have the amazing, incredible Oscar plug his shit. Oscar, how do we support you, you bitch?
Well, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O. To find out what the hell I'm up to so you can see me take pictures of my beautiful fat freaks, aka Mono. It's fun. It's a gag. Also, I host a podcast with Mono Agapian. Heard of it?
Ooh.
Called Podcast Killed the Video Star. It's a music video podcast. It's great. You can follow that at Podcast Killed the Video Star
that
on
part,
Instagram.
Because speaking of Pride, we're actually celebrating Pride, right, by celebrating June It.
Yes, all Janet Jackson music videos for the month of June. It is a gag. And girl, she has made some legendary videos.
You want to talk about genuine queer icon, genuine BIPOC, genius,
true
excellence, true, yeah, everything. Creator. Mm-hmm. And ooh, I have a video I'm going to show you that one of the videos I'm going to show you next, like, proves she started a trend before another girl started a trend who gets all the credit for it.
Interesting.
It's going to be good. It's going to be juicy.
Ooh, okay.
So give us a 5-star review. Go listen to Podcast Kill the Video Star. This review from Lovely Little Sparrow says, "Yas to drag her merch, especially the cake is just bread and drag. And yes to Rachel Bloom titty pics." 5 stars. Thank you. You are incredible. And that merch is coming. So stay tuned.
Oh, is that confirmed?
It's confirmed. The merch is coming.
Wow.
Stay tuned. We're getting it together. It really is coming and it looks incredible. So stay tuned. Get the details at Drag Her Podcast on Instagram, girls.
This is very exciting.
Okay, Oscar, I love you, even though you're not a white twink.
So then why don't you take pictures with me then, if you love me so much?
Did you see how much I photoshopped the last ones we took together? We fucking look like, I made us look like Jack Skellingtons.
girl, I dare you. I dare you for the promo, just make
us
look like fucking Barbie dolls, okay?
That's what I'm going to do.
White, washed,
that's
just
what
like
I'm gonna
blue-eyed.
Do.
I dare you, bitch.
Hashtag natural vibes. That's what it's,
yes,
that's it.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Natural beauty.
I love you, bitch. And thank you, bitches, for listening. Bye.
Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum Original.